Congratulations to Birch Grove Community School graduates Ashley Ross, Michael Shogren, and Bradley Van Doren. The congratulations may seem a little late, as the three finished their studies at Birch Grove 7 years ago. But now, they are graduating from Cook County High School. As is often the case with Birch Grove graduates, they're all excellent students and are collecting numerous scholarships to continue their studies after high school. The three scholars came full circle this week, returning to Birch Grove to meet with the current kindergarten class. This is a wonderful thing to do, providing positive role models to children that have their entire educational careers ahead of them. Many Birch Grove alumni who are in college or beyond are returning to Cook County for the summer and stopping by Birch Grove to visit. Marie Nordahl recently spent part of a day at the school, joining the students for lunch and helping out with an art class. Alumni are always encouraged to stop in and visit. Again, wonderful examples to encourage the younger students. Birch Grove graduates Bo Larson of Lutzen and Carl Hansen of Tofty have been in the area lately in their professional capacity as filmmakers. Bo and Carl are both graduates of the University of Montana, where they studied film. They are the official videographers for the Lutzen 99er, the marathon mountain bike race that's held in the West End every June. They've been doing advance work this week, planning out their race day strategy, and getting some advance footage. In more Birch Grove news, the upcoming North House class that will build a wood-fired bread oven at Birch Grove has been awarded a $1,750 grant from the Cook County Community Foundation to provide scholarships for the course. Participants will build the oven from September 9th through September 13th, with the grand opening celebration on Saturday, September 29th. The class is filling up fast, so if you want to participate, get a hold of Patty Nordahl soon at 663-7977. If you can't take the class, there are several other ways to contribute, so contact Patty if you have an interest. Spencer Machenbacher of Lutzen told me that he found the nest of a common merganser duck last week. Spencer kept his distance, but even then, he could count an amazing 22 eggs in the nest. He said there may have been more because he wasn't sure that he could see them all. It seems incredible that one mother duck could carry that many eggs. And if she did, what kept her from sinking straight to the bottom of the lake? It's not uncommon to see mergansers with a long string of chicks behind them, but I've never seen anywhere near 22 with one mother. The North Shore Stewardship Association at Sugarloaf Cove near Schroeder is holding a recreational trail design workshop on Saturday, June 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You'll learn what you need to know to design, construct, and maintain sustainable trails for hiking, horseback riding, bicycling, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, off-highway motorcycling, and all-terrain vehicles. Sustainable trails require minimal maintenance because their design and materials hold up to intensive use and severe weather conditions. Mel Bauman, University of Minnesota Extension Specialist, will teach the workshop. There's a small charge payable the day of the class. Google Sugarloaf Cove for more information. The Cross River Heritage Center in Schroeder is having its opening party on Friday, June 1st at 6:30 p.m., kicking off another busy season of events, highlighting the rich history of the West End. Not to state the obvious, but thank goodness for the recent heavy rains to relieve the extreme fire danger that we had last week. For 2 days, we watched the sky and sniffed the air anxiously as the temperature soared into the 80s, the winds ramped up to 35 miles per hour, and the relative humidity plunged to near single digits. One spark, and we would have had a repeat of last fall's fire season. After our experience here at Sawbill last September, I know exactly how the people of Ely felt as a firestorm bore down on their homes and businesses. Thank goodness it ended as well for them as it did for us. Now that it's raining regularly, I have to listen to the complaints of visitors about the wet weather. Sometimes I have to take a deep breath before I commiserate with them. Those of us who live in the woods are never sorry to see a good soaking rain. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.